Gamerheads Podcast is part of the Little Fellow Media Podcast Network, sponsored by podcast host Budsprout, the easiest podcasting software for hosting, promoting, and tracking your podcast. And welcome to another episode of Gamerheads Reviews. Today I am joined by Mike.
Hi!
Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show. And Mike...
Yes.
Are you ready to go nuts?
You want to go nuts?
Let's go nuts. All right. That's what we're reviewing today. The game is Let's Go Nuts, a game that came out on the Switch. And I reviewed it. I got to play it. And yeah, so we'll be talking about the game today. So the game is a platformer game. And you are a squirrel. That their home, their forest got invaded by like these aliens, I guess that's the
makes sense.
I think they are. And you have to race against the clock to make it to the end. I'm not really sure, actually. It sounds like I'm having hesitation in my voice. That's because there is, because I really don't know. There's no plot to the game. So, I mean, like, I don't know why they even tried to put a plot, but they did. And so that's the plot. So, basically, it's a side-scroller. And you go through the level, and you jump, and you collect nuts or acorns. And you get to the end of the level, and then they score you based on how well you did. So, there's different, you know, different stars, three different stars. So I'm assuming that you get a star if you collect all the nuts, then another star if you get like these special hidden nuts, and then if you beat it in a certain time as well. The reason I say I'm assuming so because there's nothing that really tells you what each of those stars stand for. So it's a side scroller and the floor is lava. That's basically the best way I can describe it. So if you hit the floor, you are dead and you start over. Or if you made it to the checkpoint, then you're fine and you can keep going from that checkpoint. This also has multiplayer ability, so you can play against your friends. You can race against your friends as well. It's only couch co-op. I keep saying couch. Couch co-op. So you have that available to you as well. So that's the premise of the game. The artwork reminds me very much of they tried to go into the style of Angry Birds. Like that's the sense I get from it.
Okay, so it looks like a flash game or mobile game.
Yes, yeah, exactly. So it looks very much like a flash, like you said, flash game or mobile game. Plays very much like that as well. So, let's just get into it. So we'll go into the tip and the top first. So the parts I like about the game. So I will say this. Super easy to pick up and play, Mike. Like, there's very little to comprehend with this game. Like, my daughter can pick this game up and play it. And my son, who is 4, can pick this game up and play this and have no problem with it. And I think that he could actually beat the game himself. Like, it's super easy. It's not difficult. Really, anybody can pick this game up and play it. And the artwork is kind of cute. I mean, you know, if you like that Angry Birds kind of look and feel, like, this is kind of right up that alley.
Yeah. Also, I'm looking at, you know, I didn't get a chance to play it, but looking at some of the screenshots, it actually even looks like it's utilizing a lot of the art style of Cut the Rope.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Like, when I see the three, when I see the stars, it just looks...
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, that reminds me very much of, like, Cut the Rope, too. You're right. So, games like that, or even, like any of those kind of achievement games where you beat a level and then they give you, like, stars at the end, right? So, it's very much in that vein. Like, the idea is that you beat your own high score, unless you're playing against opponents, and then, you know, you try to beat them, but... you try to beat your own high score. So it's not challenging though.
You know, no one said it had to be a challenge. You know, it could be just one of those games that you just kind of mindlessly go through, or something that's, you know, more geared towards little kids as kind of a introduction to, you know, decent platformers. You know, then maybe after this they'll jump right into Ghosts and Goblins.
Yeah, maybe. That'll be a culture shock for sure for them.
Yeah, just ease them right in, you know, and then just toss them right into the deep end. Got your toes wet? All right, here you go.
Here we go. So those are the things I liked about the game. So yeah, going into the flip and the flap then, the things that didn't shine with this game. So I will say this. You know how I said how easy it is?
Yeah.
And how you kind of said, oh yeah, throw them right into Ghosts and Goblins, right? So I will say that this game is super easy. Like it's weird. So when you're running around, not only does it feel like a flash game, but it just feels like really floaty. And what I mean by that is, like, you know how you play Mario and you feel like every action you do, like you jump on like a little like platform, right? And you have to make those small little jumps, and you can feel it has that. It has that, like, just the feel, like the,
you can feel the gravity. Juice.
Yeah, you can feel the gravity. You can feel, like, when you hit something, you can feel everything. It just has that has that little extra juice to it, right? And when you play that, you can feel it. You can feel, like, every little thing in the game. And in this one, you can't at all. Like, it's so floaty that you can just kind of jump and float around. It just feels weird. And it makes you appreciate games like Mario. Like, a game that came out in the 80s, like, makes you appreciate that game and what it can do from, a platform perspective much more when you play a game like this. It you mentioned how it looked like a Flash game. It just plays like a mobile game completely.
Okay. Yeah, I watched, I did watch some videos of it in prep for our conversation. I saw, like, because you're moving a lot of boxes in the game. So
yeah.
there's a lot of boxes in the forest. And it didn't seem like they were very weighty. They just kind of went all over.
Yes, that's a really good point. It is. They kind of go all over. And you have to use those bricks or those blocks because, like I said, the floor is lava, basically. So you have to use them to make certain jumps.
Yeah.
But it's not hard at all. Like, it's not, all the levels, I mean, some of them have bad guys and they have different backgrounds in it, but really there's nothing new to any of the levels. It's just the same thing over and over and over again. And it's not deep. There's no depth to this game whatsoever. You know, you'll be able to beat this game probably within an hour. If you sat down and just played it straight through, you'd be able to beat it probably within an hour. There is some fun when you play with other people, but it won't last either. It doesn't give you enough to want to come back and play it. And, you know, I hear other people say this, like, oh, mobile game on the Switch, blah, you know. And I'm not one to be like, oh, mobile games on Switch. Like, there are times where mobile games actually do pretty well on the Switch.
Two words, letter quest.
Letter Quest, exactly. Letter Quest, I love Letter Quest. Galaxy, I love that game. Those are two games that I think do really well on a Switch. This one is like in one of those camps where people complain about mobile games coming to the Switch, and this is one of those games. It just feels...
just loose?
Yeah.
Oh,
feels,
that's too bad.
It feels like somebody made it in a Flash game maker and just threw it up on the eShop and said, here you go, here's a game. That's what it feels like.
But the game is playable, right? I mean, like,
it's playable. It's not broken.
Right. For what it puts out, it accomplishes it. It's if it sets itself off as like an entry level platformer game for kids.
Yeah, but even that, I would say it's really easy even for kids. Like, I don't know. Like, it's almost like you don't want them to play this game because when they actually get to a real platformer, they're going to be like, this is nothing like, like, there's training wheels and then there's training wheels.
Yeah. Gotcha. From what I'm looking at, it's $9.99.
Yeah. Kind of pricey for this game. Actually, not just kind of, that's very pricey for this game. Like, if it was like $1.99 and you wanted to play with your friends, that's one thing, but $10, that's really expensive for this game. What it does, it, you know, I mean, it I don't think it's going, I don't think it went out to be a masterpiece and it accomplishes what it set out to do. It's just doesn't hit on all cylinders. And
right.
There is something, like I said, there is something about playing a game where you feel the weight of your character's movement and you feel like when you hit a brick with your head with Mario and things like that, it just feels good. You know what I mean? Like it just has that, like I said, juice where
that
this
reaction or
yeah, this doesn't have that. It just doesn't have that weightiness, that feel, that just you feel it. It just feels weird. And when you play it, it feels weird. And you don't realize like how, like I said this before, you don't realize how good a platformer is like Mario until you play a game like this and you're like, oh, that's what a platformer should feel like.
So at least it accomplishes that.
Yeah,
regard.
That's right. That's right. So my overall grade of the game.
Yeah.
I can't give it more than a D. I just can't. Hmm. It's just, you know, it's there's not enough there. It feels like a very entry level game. It feels like something that. It just feels like somebody that experimented with a game and said, hey, I have these like little things I'd like to try out and put them out there. And it just, there's just not enough there for someone to spend $10 on.
Gotcha.
So that's Let's Go Nuts. It's on the Switch and also it's on PC as well. So that came out on July 17th. It is on the eShop right now. All right. Thanks, Mike, for joining me and talking about the game.
Always a pleasure.
And thanks, listeners. And you can catch new episodes of Gamerheads every Sunday night. Check us out on Buzzsprout, gamerheadspodcast.buzzsprout.com or gamerheadspodcast.com or wherever you get your podcast. All right. See ya. Thanks.
So long.